Hello and welcome Across the Veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Welcome to the program. I'm April, and I'm excited to be with you again today, sharing information, guidance, and insight. And it's so great to be back in and coming back in and getting back on and visiting with you, the listeners. And had a little bit of a kink in the old health schedule here, so we had to play a couple of archive programs, but we're back, and we're doing stronger and moving forward and sending as much love and light and healing to everyone that we possibly can and sharing messages and insight. And it's just a thrill to be back. It's just wonderful to be able to share on the program today. I want to invite you to check out my website, www.whitewolfapril.com. As you're in the site, you can find things out about where we're going to be traveling to, things that are coming up within our programming and in our classes and in products that we have for sale and the release of our new book that's soon going to be coming out. All of that type of stuff you'll actually get to find out on our website, whitewolfapril.com. You can also email me at april@whitewolfapril.com if you have any questions, brief questions, and are interested in finding out any more information or asking any of the questions pertinent to your life situations. Also, if you want to find out some of our classes that we offer, they are available on whitewolflearninginstitute.com. Our new catalog will be coming out within the next week or so here for January and February. We're offering a large number of the classes now, correspondence online, and on site, conference call. We just are really excited because we have expanded that knowledge and expanded that window of opening so that we can share with everybody the information and the knowledge that has been shared with us that we can share with you. And to find out more about those catalogs, it's on whitewolflearninginstitute.com, and you can find out what's happening there. And if you're unable to open that, go ahead and send me an email and ask me to send you a hard copy because it is in Word format. And if your computer doesn't recognize that, I know some of the Mac users don't recognize Word. So if you're looking for a way to read that or to open it up, just holler at me. We'll be more than happy to send you one of those hard copies so you have something in your hand. And those catalogs do change every 2 months. So as I stated, January and February will be coming out soon with the new classes that we're going to be offering. I also want to invite you to check out a couple of the social networking sites we have. The one is acrosstheveil.ning.com. You do not want to put any HTTP or www in front of that. You just want to type it in your toolbar as acrosstheveil.ning.com. And this is a site very similar formatted to the radio program here where we share information, we share insights, we answer questions. And you can see maybe somebody has a question that resonates with something you have a question about, or maybe a message had come in for you that we didn't have anyone, you know, we're not doing a live connection or a radio connection, but the message came through for you anyhow. And it can be found there on that site as well. That's acrosstheveil.ning.com. The other one is energyemerging.ning.com, and this site is an excellent place for working and with others and for sharing healing energy, your requests, your healing requests. And healing is on all levels. Healing is on physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, all levels. That healing can come from and can be needed on any level. And I'm so grateful because I was able to share through that site and had others who shared healing energy with me as well. And that's what that site is about. It's an also a place where you, as a healer, can send that love and light and healing energy out to others as well, helping them, giving them some of what your gifts allow in opening up that channel of healing energy of love and light. And it's a beautiful place to be able to share back and forth in that manner. And that's energyemerging.ning.com. I also do private readings. The private readings can be set up to be done online. They can be set up to be done on the phone. They can be set up to be done on location here or if I'm traveling when I'm going to be in the different areas. The readings also can include healings. We can do healing work, which is addressing through the cellular level. It's the White Wolf healing modality that incorporates many of the different types of techniques developed into one technique where we go through the cellular level and we do some healing work and we do some balancing work and we let go of some of the past and we help move through some of the different things, the traumas that have affected our bodies and that type of thing. It's a fabulous healing modality. It's much like getting a Reiki session where you just kind of would be in a relaxed place and we do this healing work. I also teach how to do White Wolf healing modality, and I'm going to be setting up some of those classes coming up here during the winter months and see if anyone's interested in learning, and we are going to set up being able to do this class at a distance in correspondence as well. The only part on it is it's going to require some coming in and doing hands-on work. So, but it's something we're working on, and it's something we're developing so that we can expand the boundaries of this, because it's so important to be able to share. It's so important to be able to help and to activate that healing energy and that blessing of healing. We also have an essential oil company. We are in the process of distilling, creating some of the essential oils here in Alaska. And the company is called Solterra, S-O-L-T-A-R-A, essences.com. And you can go on the site and find our catalog and some of the different things that we offer. We offer some of the herbals. We offer some of the essential oils. We offer hydrosols. It's a number of different things that are offered to begin to help and to bring healing in. And if a person is looking for certain oils, and if I still have some in stock, we've had quite a few sale, but we are still able to just make it if somebody is looking for some for a Christmas gift. We're just about at the borderline here of being able to say that we can get it to you on time. But this is a business that we are just really, really feeling the need to expand and grow in offering the essentials and offering the herbals and offering tinctures and creams and number of things like that. You're going to want to check that website out. It's Solterra, S-O-L-T-A-R-A, essences.com. And like I said, there's a catalog in there as well. And if you can't open that, once again, being in Word, just send us a note and we'll be happy to send you one of our catalogs so you can see what we do have available through that, through our essential oil company. I'm beginning to feel a connection coming in, and a couple have been coming in as we've been bringing the program into the announcements and kind of getting ready to do the program here. I've been feeling a few energies coming in and a few settling in and sharing and opening and insight. And one thing that I had was there was a gal who we did a reading last week, and the message of that reading was to work with in and find that personal space, which is you, who you are, what your life purpose is all about. And I know as we were sharing this that sometimes we feel like I've heard this message so many times before and I've been working on it for so many years, but there's still some things that some of us are missing. And I'm really feeling like that's something I need to share with the listeners, that the energy of it has been really, really high and really heightened. And as I'm sitting here and as they're giving me this message, they're reminding me of a story of myself, and that for many years I was so-and-so's daughter, I was so-and-so's daughter, I was so-and-so's sister. And then after time of moving through that, I then left school and I got married and I became known as so-and-so's daughter, or I mean so-and-so's wife, rather, I'm sorry. And then all of a sudden we've got a family, so now I'm so-and-so's mother. And then as I remarried, I'm still so-and-so's wife, and I'm developing that, and I've really gotten to know how to fill in that space and being in that place of being able to be there as and for somebody else. And all of a sudden, the world made a big change. The kids are grown up. And yes, I am so-and-so's grandmother, but it's not quite the same as it is when you're in that active place of having to be there for other people, which is fabulous. And yes, we need to work with other people, and we need to be there for other people. But there's something about that realization of who it is that I am, looking in the mirror and saying, wow, this is me, and this is my world, and this is my life, and this is my experience. And I always had enough little bit of clutter around myself that I could stay in that safety net. Yeah, I was doing my work, and I was developing myself, and I knew who I was, and I knew what I wanted out of life, and I knew the work that needed to be done. But there was always that, there was always a little bit of something that wasn't quite being fulfilled. And kind of like when I was visiting with that other gal, and we were talking about this, and this was one of the messages that they were bringing forward, was being able to find ourselves and being able to realize ourselves and being able to know who we are. And then that day that I came home from being out on the road teaching and I walked in the house and found and discovered my husband, he had passed away, that was when the realization of it hit me. Okay, I've always been so-and-so somebody. Now it's time that I am who I am, and I've come to be who I am. And it's through those kind of realizations, and when we've gotten to that point where we can begin to develop and work with ourselves and know our paths, that it's the enlightenment, and then it opens the door up for us to be able to move forward. It opens that door up for us to be able to begin to move in a positive manner and begin to fulfill our life path, fulfill our life purpose. Yes, I'm not saying that because you have others in your life or because you're a mother or because you're a daughter or because you're a son or a grandparent that you'll never find this path. No, what I'm saying is the importance of finding your identity, the truth of who you are, so that as you're moving forward and as your life is opening before you, you can look in a mirror and you can look yourself deep, deep within the eyes and say, I know who you are. I know what I've come to do. I know my life process. I know my life path. And the big thing with that is bringing yourself into balance, bringing yourself into harmony with that, finding that truth within yourself and knowing who you are is one of the biggest keys and one of the biggest movements that's going to help you to be able to move forward with that, going to help you be able to connect with that and move into life path purposes, life path work, being able to extend that love and being able to be that spouse, being able to be that daughter, that son, that whatever position or role that you're in, it takes you to that newer vibration, to that connection and that awareness that there's no question within yourself who you are and what you're doing. And they're sharing with me the importance of that, the importance of all of us finding that place, finding that space, and allowing ourselves to have the right to be there. And not sitting back and saying, well, I know this, I've already been told this, and I've been working on it for years. No, that's kind of a vibration of negativity, which kind of slows you down, which kind of moves you back. Or if you're looking at a potential of something that could be coming into your future or into your career path or into your relationship path, and having feelings of for example, I don't have any training, professional training in that manner, or I've not had any practical experiences in that place, so that's not even something I can consider. And they're saying no. Realize that as things are presenting themselves to yourself, that you set your own limitations by saying those statements when you could possibly be sitting there with this huge gift and this huge ability to learn how to do this in a snap, or how to connect with or be in the position where they're leading you and guiding you. But because we set our limitations within ourselves and say, oh, I can't do that, I don't have any training for that, that's not something that I have a desire within myself right now to do, because I don't understand it, because I don't know it. Those type of things are some limitations that we set. And they're saying we need to let go of those limitations. We need to let go of those things that are holding us back from moving forward. They're holding us back from grabbing the situation by the reins and saying, here we go, we're moving in, we're moving forward, this is happening, this is evolving, this is my life, this is who I am, and this is where I'm at and going and being. And sometimes we get into life situations and we're in locations or we're in places where we feel that environmental situations might be holding us back. What can we do to change them? Maybe it's our perception, maybe it's our way that we're reading the situation, and it's really not even the situation. Could very well be the situation, though. If that's the case, it's our responsibility to ourselves to correct that. It's our responsibility to, on our own paths, to figure out, how does that work? How does that happen? And bring it into an awareness, and bring it into fruition. I'm hearing the message being that when we come in and we say, I'm in a situation and I'm in a place that's not working for me and it's not for my highest good to be here, if it's not for your highest good to be there, then get out of it, is what they're saying. Situations might seem like they're overpowering or overbearing, and you may be feeling like, well, how can I get out of it when I don't know how to get out of it? Accepting the realization, number one, is the first step. Yes, I'm in a situation that's holding me back. Yes, I'm in a place that's holding me back, and I can't find my true identity here. That realization right there is the first step, so that you can then look at it and say, ah, I can move forward from this. I know that I can move this barrier of limitation that is in my space, and do it in the manner that you can, whereby which you're in the place that you are, then able to expand it. And as you do that, you'll notice how things will change. And all of a sudden, situations will start coming up where maybe where you're living is not the ideal place to be. And all of a sudden, because your awareness of, wow, this is really not for my highest good, and I need to move forward and move through this and get myself to a new place and a new space in being, then you can move forward with it. Then you can allow that to become a blessing to you, and you can make those changes through the subtle energy being shifted and changed. I see that I have a caller. Linda, this is April. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, April. If I may throw in two things. One is I finished everything that I think so far is required for me, just one final phase for hospice work. It's non-paid, volunteer. There's some things that have been popping through my mind as far as, like, am I experienced enough with will I be, how will I handle myself if I'm with somebody? They call it the 11th hour through hospice.
Right.
And of course I want to be with them, but I'm not sure I know everything that I'm supposed to know. And if you see me getting a paying job in 2010.
Okay, and a paying job. Okay, what I'm seeing with, just want to make sure I get both parts here. What I'm seeing with the hospice is actually it, within that place where you'll be within the 11th hour, you can't, they're saying for me to share with you that you can't technically always be prepared and always know exactly what to do, because every person's transition and every person's situation is going to be a little bit different. So it's going to be that coming with knowledge, coming with experience, being in that place and being in that position is actually, it's almost like being a gatekeeper. It's almost like being in a place where you're there helping them. It's like you're holding their hand and helping, walking them to the gate of returning home. And as you get there, helping them, being able to release and move forward. So within that prepared place comes that love and compassion that's within yourself. And being able to be prepared and pre-knowledgeable about it, they're saying you're going to have what you need at the moment that you're there with each person, because each person's 11th hour, as they stayed in there, is actually going to be different.
Okay. You know, and I kind of felt that, April, but I had my own reservations. It's because what I've experienced in the past, sometimes you're exactly right, they're all in different spots. My mother was very peaceful and loving, and unfortunately she passed away in a hospital, but I experienced other patients there that weren't in that loving spot, and I witnessed, you know, their sighs and stuff, which I'm very empathic. So I know there's a lot that I still have to learn, how to control my emotions and try to have the understanding. I know I have the love and the compassion, but what I'm saying is I don't know if I can trust my emotions that it will carry me away, is what I'm saying. And as far as a gatekeeper holding their hand, I don't think anybody would have more love or compassion than I would for them, and that's in not in an arrogant way saying.
Oh, exactly.
I don't know though. They asked me. There was a ton of things hospice need, and one of them is the chaplain services, which I would love, and also the 11th hour. But I don't know. Maybe they won't select me. Maybe they'll select somebody else. So I'll just wait and see. But if they do, spirit tell me that.
But I do see that as something that is, you would be a very beneficial key to that position because of the empathy, because of the gift that you have of that compassion and of that, as you were stating and as they stated before you were confirming that, they were showing me also that as you're in this place and as you're doing this work, the chaplain energy of that really resonated very well with your space, with the energy around you as that compassionate, because of the empathy that you have, because of that connection that you can make. And they're saying one of the things that you can do to protect yourself and to help keep yourself from getting overcome with it or overtaken with this, they're saying one of the benefits to spending time in meditation is going to help you be able to release and move through these moments and look at each thing through a meditation, through I keep hearing the word meditation, through the enlightenment, there's a process that you're going to learn, and they're actually going to show you while you're in a state of meditation of how to work through and work with the empathy.
Okay, okay. I know they always tell me, they even said hospice said the same thing. There's help whenever you need it. So
exactly.
Okay. April, do you see me finding a job, a paying job? I mean, I'm going to volunteer, but I also need a paying job.
Right. And I've been kind of, as you were stating that and asking that question earlier, and I right away they moved in with the hospice information and the empathy and the working with that and being there and caring. And I'm with you because I was like, okay, I know she needs a paying job. What have we got going for her? Thank you so much. Linda, can you hear me? As you get yourself and as things start to begin to get momentum for you, that yes, you're going to be shown an avenue, a place, a location, however, I'm not sure really how to word it. They're going to show you the avenue. That's what I'm seeing, like a pathway. I'm seeing like a roadway that they're going to show you where to go on. But it's as you're gaining confidence.
Okay. I'm not following you, April. Is this for the past, for what? For finding a job?
For the new job, yes. For the, I know we kind of lost that connection there a little bit when we had our temporary technical problem. It's what they're saying, that as you're moving forward into 2010 and as you're moving forward and gaining confidence, there's something about confidence that you're needing to do some work with, that as you're moving into that place and you're finding a little bit more of yourself, so to speak, in that confidence level, that's when the new job's going to reveal itself.
Ooh, is it going to be real long down the road, April?
Let me see if I can get them to give me a little bit of specifics. What they're saying is this, they're saying the path is going to be one that you create. So it could be a very short path as you work with this and you really focus on it and you really start looking at the direction that you can go that's going to help build a confidence.
Okay.
Self-awareness. I'm just trying to think of the wording that they would give me. Self-confidence. Self, kind of holding yourself and squaring your shoulders and taking in a nice big breath every day and you know, I am here a willing vessel, and I am here to do that which is for my highest good and for the highest good of those that I can be here to help and be there for. That type of energy, and as you're building that, it's going to help you put yourself in a place of receptivity, which is then going to show you the avenue. It's going to show you the path that they're setting before you for that income to come in. Yes.
Okay.
So it's, you know, if you don't do it in a manner where you're on it, you know, kind of working on it, it could take a little bit longer.
All righty. So, in other words, you're telling me what I'm understanding is to have confidence, build my self-confidence, and then go look in the direction that I'm supposed to go. That's what Spirit's
right.
telling me.
Right, because you're going to start, feeling that. They're showing me is it's almost like as you're building that and you're like setting that vibration for, I want to do what is for my highest good, to serve and to be there and to function in the highest good of all those that I would be helping. And it can even be from a person who's not technically skilled or talented or anything in any manner, moving into, you know, a position to a person who is highly skilled, highly executive, you can fall into either of that and into any of that when you have your awareness prepared with that self-confidence is what they're trying to say to me.
Okay. I have my work set out. I kind of knew that already. April, thank you so much for taking my call. I wish you happy holidays. I really
you
do.
Too.
Thank you so very
and
much.
Thanks. Right. Thanks for calling. I've appreciated visiting with you, and thank you for understanding as we had our little bit of a glitch there.
Oh no, actually, you know, that's hats off to BBS. You're all the way in Canada, and they got you up pretty quick, so there's no complaints.
Yep, I'm actually in Alaska.
Alaska, I'm sorry. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, and knowing how the weather is, I think that they did a good job.
Oh, it went excellent.
Alrighty.
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, April.
Bye-bye. As we were sharing that, I could really feel the energy of that coming forward, that there's a couple other people who are in almost an exact same situation, and I'm so grateful that Linda called because they're showing me that. They're showing me that we have the ability to draw to ourselves that which is for our highest good, that which is for our higher purpose and for our higher awareness as we're moving forward and as we're moving into those positions of what is for my highest place, what, how and who and where can I be to do that which is going to be perfect that which is going to be the divine call, the divine order of where I'm supposed to be in my life, where I'm supposed to be doing. And every position, and I'm seeing this from, like I was saying, I'm seeing this from people who work in what maybe some people would consider the not ideal jobs, and some that people would consider, I know for myself, if somebody were to say that I was going to be offered a job in a corporation, and I'm going to have my own desk, and I'm going to have my own office, and I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be doing that, I would cry. Because I'm that's very much not my personality to be set in that type of environment. But for some other people, that's where they want, and that's where they're being led to be. Let those leadings be there. Let those guidings be there as you're gaining your strength, as the momentum's going. Once again, they're showing me that freight train going out of the station, that movement forward, that getting those engines going, getting that locomotive going, helping that stuff to get into line so that you can be doing what it is they've called you to do, so that you can be where you need to be at that exact right moment. When we're walking within the guidance and the direction of Source, and we're putting that energy forward and we're moving into that place, that's that awareness that we can be right there, and we know we're in the place where we belong, and we know we're doing what we can do. I know it's so hard sometimes. I wish I could sit here and say, well, they're telling me that you need to go to 32nd and Elm, and as you're on the corner of 32nd and Elm, go into that office building that's there and apply for the job. I wish that they would do that. I wish that, but that's not learning our life lessons. That's not working our life path. That's not... Yes, there are times that it'll come through that way, but it's because we've gotten ourselves to the point where it will come through that way. But on a whole, as we're working and as we're adjusting and as we're developing ourselves, it's then going to come through in this similar kind of manner. I have a young man whose energy has come in, and as he came in, there was this wave of emotion. There was this wave of... His passing was one that was, I believe this is a young man of somebody that I've been speaking with on the, who had sent me an email, and I believe this is your son that's coming through. This young man was killed in an automobile accident. This young man was killed, I believe this is someone who I have had an email from. It feels like it. It feels like a very similar energy, very strong connection to the one that I was communicating with in regards to that. And he's coming in and he's sharing the message to the listeners of operating and working from the heart of love, operating and working from the heart of compassion, operating and working from the heart of forgiveness. He's saying, As we go through the process and as things are happening and as loved ones leave and as loved ones come, we need to extend and express that unconditional compassion of love, no matter what the cause, no matter how it happened, no matter what the means, what the mode. And no matter what any of that type of thing, he's saying operate from the heart of compassion and love and forgiveness and that unconditional love, that unconditional love. He's showing me as he's standing here, he's kind of moving his hands from his heart and holding them out as if to say that unconditional, that compassion, that even though the pain and the sorrow and the grieving is there, move forward with that love, allowing love to come in and heal yourself. He's showing, allow that love to come in and heal yourself, and allow that love to come in and heal the situation and your reaction to the action, is what I believe I'm hearing him say. Your reaction to the action, allow it to be one of love, and that will begin your own healing process. That will begin the process of your own healing. I'm going to do some follow-up and see if I've actually heard back from this gentleman that I'm speaking with this energy, this young man that's come through. I'm going to connect with him later and see if there is more that he would wish to share with this person we've been emailing. But right now he is saying the action, the compassion, and the love. And he understands, he's saying, I understand how much my father and I cared for one another. I understand that my leaving has caused my father much sorrow and much grief. He says, but he goes, I want you to know that I have arrived home safely, that I have arrived in the arms of those that are here expressing that love, and I express that love to you. There's something about, I'm hearing once again, there's something about a pink vase or a pink vase. It's the way he's saying it, it's hard for me to get a hold of. There is something about something pink like a vase or a vase that he's expressing with you. I don't know what the purpose of it is. I just know that he's expressing this. And he's saying, I see you, and then he's showing me trees. He's showing me many, many trees. He's showing me just this open of forestry, of this opening expanse of wilderness. And he's saying, don't get caught in the wilderness. Don't get caught in the heartache. Don't get caught in the sorrow. Move forward. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm right there, he says. I'm with you, and I'm right there. And we'll always be side by side. I'm trying to see if there's anything else that he would like to convey. I'm hearing that once again, that unconditional love. Move forward with that unconditional love. Allow yourself to love and allow yourself to express that. I also had a question come in that someone had shared with me a couple weeks ago, and I'd been wanting to share it on the program, and I hadn't had a chance, and I do have a little bit of time. I can do that today. And in that, because they brought it forward again, we need to also address it, because I feel there's some others that have the same question. And in the question was, do I believe that the animal realm and the animal kingdom have their own little bit of a heaven, or do they go to heaven? Do they have that type of questioning? And in that, she asked me about the Rainbow Bridge. And the message that I'm hearing to share with you on that is, when I have connected with the animal realm and when I have done work with the animal realm, I always see it as going into a place of, I'll just share with you how I experience it when I connect with it. And that's where I'm in a path, and I'm on this path, and I will go across this very large ravine, and I go across on what to me looks like a rope type of bridge that has wooden slats within it. And I will go across that. And as I get on the other side, I'm normally greeted by other animal critters. I will have a deer, or I will have a horse, or I will have, but I'm greeted with other animal critters, a rabbit, those type of things. And as we go down that path, we stay on the path, and it kind of wanders through vegetation. And as I wander through this vegetation, I'll come to this very large tree. And as I get to this large tree, the tree opens. As I enter into the tree, I then go through the tree, and I'm entering into another realm and into another place where the animal kingdom and the animal realm of what I will call their going home is just, it's just phenomenal. It's just amazing. It's just beautiful. And they're saying that if you have an animal who has passed, if you have an animal who has moved to the other side, that as you do, like that visual that they give me and that I go through, and one that you can pick up and use as well, that you can actually go in and spend time with that animal that you have lost, that pet that you may have lost, or that service animal that you may have lost. You can make a connection with that. I'm seeing somebody who had a really strong connection with an animal in a zoo, who could do this, who could go through this passageway and make a connection with this animal on the other side, much through the same type of visualization. Where you're going in, you can come up to this tree, the tree opens, you walk through the tree, and you feel like you're in a place or a space of no time and space. It's kind of like you're there, but you're just kind of being propelled through a window and through a space where there's not. And as you're in that place, that's when you come on the other side. You see the light up. The animal kingdom, that's the awareness of where the animal realm and those that have passed and those that are on the other side are all at. And it's phenomenal. It's beautiful. It's amazing to see and to experience that connection, that resonation, that beautiful experience is in that place. So, and to answer that question, that's what they have given to me to share with you, is using that visualization to connect and using that visualization as you become aware of that event happening and you're connecting with them and you're becoming a part of the receptivity of that. And it's one of those things that when you go with a purpose, when you go with an intent, that through making connections this way, it helps you gain even a stronger, and it's getting a stronger ability to connect with that and a stronger ability to understand the medicine that that animal might carry with it. I know that we're having a little bit of trouble, that we're getting a little bit of notice from the comments I'm getting from the station, a little bit of connection problems. We did get a tremendous amount of snow within the last couple of days here, so I'm probably having a little bit of trouble myself with our receptivity here. So it seems like we're going in and out. I think that what's happening is because of the conditions and because of the weather that we're having here, this may be happening. So I'm going to just kind of keep going with the program here, and if we lose one another again, I apologize, but I will continue to bring in some messages. I'm also hearing that it's a time for some people to take rest, that as you're going into the holiday seasons, that sometimes we get so wrapped up in the moving forward, the keeping going, and keep pushing, that we forget to take some of that quiet time. We forget to take that time that's needed to sit back and rest. We forget to take that time that's there to help us recharge. That they're saying it's time to recharge, it's time to rebuild, and it's time to renew your strength and renew the awareness of quiet time, that we've been in such a state of activity that some of us have forgotten that we need that quiet time, that we need that peaceful time, that we need that quiet, that peace. And they're saying take time, tranquility, that's the word I'm looking for. We need to find tranquility, we need to find quiet, we need to find peace. And don't forget to do that, especially now as we're going into the holiday season and as we're preparing for the holiday season. There's some positive energy that's coming around some people. You feel like you've been surrounded by a lot of negativity, like a lot of energy around you has been very negative. They're saying that as you change your awareness into more of a positive vibration, that you're going to notice the energy changes and that you have a stronger awareness and a stronger connection with those who are on a positive frequency. As you change yourself, as you change your place, that's going to change that awareness. That's going to help open up for a positive vibration. They're showing me a number of people arguing. They're showing me a number of people. I was out and about the other day, and as I was out, there was this argument going on between these people in the parking lot. And I really could feel this type of negative energy just building and building and building. And then when I was in another location, a similar thing was happening. It was between a mother and a child. And I looked at the person I was with and I said, we need to create a vibration of love. We need to overcome this vibration of anger and this vibration of negativity. And the best way to do that is to operate in our own space in a vibration of love and in a vibration of peace and in a vibration of calm, allowing ourselves to have had the tranquility and allowing ourselves to be able to move forward with that, and knowing that we can overcome that negative feel, knowing that we can overcome that negative vibration. That was something that was really, really strong. And as we did that, and as we were in the place that we were at, all of a sudden we noticed that different people around us were having change of experiences, change of heart, change of the way they were feeling. There wasn't that tension any longer, and people were starting to communicate with one another in a more kind manner. So they're saying it's important that we allow that vibration of kindness, that vibration of love, that vibration of compassion to come forward, because we need to change the vibration that's going on globally. We need to, each person's little change in that can make a difference. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you are. We can all make that change. We can all make a difference. It's just a matter of allowing ourselves to be that change, allowing ourselves to change the frequency, and allowing ourselves to be powerful in that right. I'm hearing that there is somebody who is entering into a point of doing healing work, and that as you're doing this healing work, you need to do it from the heart. You need to do it from a place of total compassion, a place of kindness. And you understand this. There's something you're learning. There's something you're doing in the healing modalities. And they're saying that you are very gifted. You are very skilled. You are very blessed. And that's why it is opening for you. And that's why you are entering into the place of a healer. You're entering into it. I'm also hearing that there's a message of heart healing. Somebody who has been dealing with a heart issue, this feels like a physical heart issue, that as you've been dealing with this heart issue, they're beginning a healing process within the heart as well. It feels as if it's a physical condition within the heart. And if you're having a symptom, they're saying take the steps needed to secure the medical care that you need. If you've been sitting there thinking, am I having these chest pains because I need to do something with them? The guides that I'm hearing from on this are saying, yes, you need to get to the doctor. You need to go and secure the help that is there for you. There's something about you need to go and have your heart checked out. So if you're sitting there and you have been or have thought, well, I wonder if that pain I just had in my chest was something to do with my heart, they're saying yes, go get it checked. They're saying don't move forward in fear, move forward in the awareness that, I should get that checked. It's something that they're saying is awareness. Wisdom is knowledge, and knowledge is able to save your life, is the message that they said. Use that. Move forward with that. Understand that. Yes, don't take this lightly. Don't take this as, oh, it's heartburn. Don't take this as, oh, it's pleurisy. They're saying take this as an awareness and as a message that you need to go in for a checkup. And it's your body's way of letting you know. And stress is a contributor. You notice this a little bit more when you're being stressed, when you're under stress. They're saying know that and move forward with it. I have an uncle here who's coming in from the other side who is expressing to his loved ones the message of, and I'm seeing a barn, and as I'm looking at the barn, you go up a slight rise to go into the top layer of the barn, the top level of the barn, and as I'm getting to the door opens, and he's saying something about the barn. He's showing me something about the main level of the barn, and he's saying, allow healing, allow love to come into your life. He's saying this barn, the barn, as I'm looking at the front of it, it's not painted red, it's not painted any specific color, it's just kind of like a grayish, blackish, brownish color boards. It's just kind of weathered looking boards. And he's saying this barn is a symbol to those who are listening to know who he is. He is saying, when I was a young man and when I was a young lad, it was my responsibility to take care of the animals in the barn. And this barn has two floors, two levels, the top level and the bottom level. Bottom level is where the cows were, and the top level was where the hay mounds were. He's giving me this detail, and he's giving me this information so that you are aware that this message is for you, that he's okay, he's home, and he's saying, move forward with the blessings of love. I have a young man who's coming in who is expressing to his namesake and to his sister the message of, may your holidays be blessed. He's saying, may this time of the season be a blessing to you. He's acknowledging and awaring and saying, you may not have been aware of me, but I was there. I was at the birthday party. I was able to celebrate. I was able to bounce. I was able to have fun. He's saying, I was able to enjoy myself as a little lad through the eyes of the little lad. There's something also about, okay, I know that who this message is for. I know that this person is associated with airplanes, but he is expressing something about, I'm not sure if you have purchased a gift of an airplane or you've come across an airplane of some sort, but that is a gift that is from him to his namesake. That there is something about an airplane that you've come across, that this is symbolic of. I don't, like I said, I'm not sure if he's showing me as a gift that you have received or that is being received. There's something about this that you'll want to know that he's a part of it and he is with that situation. I have another young man who we've been working diligently on helping solve the mystery of his passing, and he has come in and he has shared much. And the message that he wants to bring forward is, please tell the listeners, please tell others that as they go through situations similar to what my mother has gone through, please tell others to stand fast and to know, if they know within their hearts, the passing and the ways and the means that their child has passed or their loved one has passed, to stand behind that and to know that you know within your heart and you know that you know within your life the truth, and to follow that truth and to hold that truth with integrity. No matter what, no matter, he's saying, no matter what is shown to you or no matter what is presented within itself, but know that that is, that you're standing behind that is powerful, I'm trying to get the wording that he's giving me. Know that as you stand behind the loved ones that have passed, that your power activates for them on that side. I don't know what he's saying it activates because I don't understand what he's saying, but I believe it activates like a healing or activates a strength or I'm kind of speculating because I'm not getting a set word to share with you on that. I also have a message to share with a woman who is facing a situation where she's been in an abusive relationship, and your guides are wanting me to tell you that it is time for you to stand within your personal power, and it is time for you to own your right and own who you are. That you've even gone so far as to say, well, I might as well stay in this relationship where it's abusive, because when you've been out in public situations or you've been out in public places, abusive situations have happened. Clerks have talked to you in manners that are very unprofessional. And it's been a pattern that you've got around yourself. And your guides are saying it's time to rewrite that. It's time to let go of those old patterns. It's time to move away from those old ways and those old things and allow yourself to not accept that pattern any longer. They're saying, don't accept that patterning any longer. Look for the newness, look for freshness, look for a way to move beyond that. I don't want to bring in any more at this time, because I can see that we've approached the top of the hour here, and I do want to say that I've enjoyed being with you, and I so want to invite you to check some of the websites and go across, going on to the site acrosstheveil.ning.com and checking out that network and seeing if there's messages there for you, or energyemerging.ning.com, a site where you can send in requests for healing and or do healing energy work there as well. On either of those sites, you do not want to put in the www or the HTTP. And do know that you can contact me, and I do one-on-one readings, and I do distance readings and distance healing, and I do one-on-one healing sessions. So contact me at april@whitewolfapril.com so that we can set that up, so that we can get that worked out and get you in a place of moving forward and being able to move beyond the limitations that have been set before us in our own creation, and sometimes in the creation of how we've been programmed in our upbringing. But as I say this, I want to wish you a wonderful rest of the day, and thank you for your time, and thank you for your calls and your emails, and may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.
Hi, this is Kimberly Rose with Interviews on BBS Radio. Listen to me weekly on Mondays from 3 to 5 Eastern Standard Time as I am joined by a variety of wonderful guests such as Greg Braden, Sonia Chiquette, Daniel Brinkley, Kevin Tedeschi, and many more experts in the field of body, mind, and spirit. I'll also be taking your calls along with a guest intuitive reader. So if you want to find out information about your love life,